Chapter 8, We Destination, The Rise of Cannabis Tourism. Brief History of Cannabis Tourism. Cannabis tourism is a relatively new phenomenon that has emerged in the wake of the legalization of cannabis in several countries and states. While cannabis has been used for recreational and medicinal purposes for thousands of years, it is only in the last few decades that the concept of cannabis tourism has gained widespread popularity. Uruguay, in 2013, became the first country to legalize cannabis for recreational use, but it did not witness a significant rise in cannabis tourism. The inception of cannabis tourism in the United States can be traced back to Colorado, which legalized recreational cannabis in 2012. It was in this state that cannabis tourism began to take flight. In 2014, the pioneering Colorado Cannabis Tours commenced operations in Denver, opening the doors for visitors to explore dispensaries, grow operations, and consumption lounges. Since then, several other U.S. states have followed suit in legalizing recreational cannabis, including California, Oregon, and Washington. In Canada, recreational cannabis was legalized in 2018, and cannabis tourism has gradually gained traction in cities like Vancouver and Toronto. Moreover, other countries, such as the Netherlands and Jamaica, have a long-standing history of cannabis use and have been popular destinations for cannabis tourism for many years. The typical cannabis tourism experience includes visits to dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and consumption lounges. Additionally, tourists can engage in various activities such as cooking classes, art classes, and outdoor adventures that incorporate cannabis use. Some cannabis tour companies even offer bud and breakfast accommodations, providing visitors with the opportunity to stay in cannabis-friendly bed and breakfast establishments and enjoy cannabis-infused meals and activities. Nevertheless, cannabis tourism continues to grapple with various legal and regulatory challenges in different regions. In some areas, cannabis remains illegal for both recreational and medicinal use, limiting the potential for cannabis tourism. In other places, stringent regulations govern cannabis consumption and public smoking, which can complicate the development of infrastructure to support cannabis tourism. In summary, the state of cannabis tourism is characterized by a mix of established markets and emerging markets, and the industry is poised to continue its development and evolution over time in response to changing patterns of legalization and regulation across the world. Economic impact of cannabis tourism. Cannabis tourism has the potential to provide significant economic benefits to local economies in various ways. Below are a few examples. 1. Increased tourism revenue. Cannabis tourism attracts visitors from around the world who might not have considered visiting the area otherwise. This can lead to heightened revenue from various tourism expenses, including hotel stays, restaurant dining, transportation services, and other expenditures associated with tourism. 2. Job creation. As the cannabis tourism industry expands, it has the potential to generate employment across various sectors, including hospitality, transportation, retail, and agriculture. This can contribute to increased local employment and support the overall economy. 3. Increased tax revenue. The growth of cannabis tourism can result in higher tax revenue for local and state governments. Taxes collected from cannabis sales and tourism activities can be used to bolster local infrastructure, education, healthcare, and other essential public services. 4. Spillover effects. Cannabis tourism can have spillover effects on other industries in the area, including restaurants, bars, and retail shops. as more visitors come to the area for Canada.